we always will sing his songs. I'm speaking now of Woody Guthrie, who would be 75 if he hadn't died 20 years ago after many years of struggle with Huntington's disease. Among America's folk heroes are a lot of ramblers and wanderers, Paul Bunyan and Huck Finn and Johnny Appleseed, Walt Whitman and John Steinbeck, and Woody Guthrie.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
Woody Guthrie had some of Whitman's poetry in him, some of Steinbeck's storytelling ways, some of Huck Finn's boyish mischief. He was a wiry little guy with a guitar.
That old dust storm killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. That old dust.
I don't think anybody knows how many songs my dad wrote. My dad must have thrown thousands out. My dad wrote extensively about everything that happened to him in his entire life, minute by minute. And if he couldn't write it the minute, he just stored it in his mind and wrote it a couple hours later at somebody's house on whatever trash they had lying around. Was envelopes, old pieces of paper, grocery bags, newspapers.
I'll sing this song, but I'll sing it again. Of the place that I lived on the West Texas plains.
Woody Guthrie certainly wrote more than 1,000 songs as he rambled and roamed the country. Great dust storms were rolling across the plains. Woody sang the news.
Well, it's so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I've got to be drifting along.
This is just part of the Woody Guthrie archives. These drawers are loaded with his various manuscripts, books, notebooks. Woody, as I said, was always writing.
Harold Leventhal was Woody's friend and manager. Over the years, he's collected Woody's writings and drawings and songs.
Somewhere in Oregon, he says. And Woody would just make notes every day, and he'd make these marvelous drawings. And you see, all his ideas, page after page.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand has hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road.
Woody sang about hard times and people heading west out of their despair.
Your mountains are hot, your deserts are cold.
Arlo Guthrie chose this year to sing a special tribute to his father.
When I've slept on the ground, need the light of your moon. On the edge of your cities, you'll see us.
In times of turmoil, some people just shut up, can't say anything. And other people were driven somehow to express it all and to somehow say what's going on. And my dad was just one of that group.
People like Woody don't come along often. Woody could make up a song every hour of the day.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union.
I suppose it was inevitable that Woody Guthrie, young rambler and writer of songs for the working people, would meet up with another champion of brave causes and plain folks named Pete Seeger. During the war, the two of you sang together formally. Well, never formally, but I mean...
Oh, we did. Woody said we were the only group that ever rehearsed on stage. Woody and I sang in bars, and we sang in churches, and we sang in union halls, and we sang in rallies around 1940, 41, 42. Then I went in the Army, and Woody went in the Merchant Marine. Years later, I'm singing in a nightclub. Woody comes in to see how I'm doing, and in his honor, I sing, oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the Union. Sting me. Well, some guy had a table, this was an expensive nightclub, starts singing, oh, you can't scare me, I'm a capitalist, I'm a capitalist, I'm a capitalist. And some of my friends were laughing, But Woody didn't think it was funny. He leaned over from the other table with a beer bottle. He said, "Bastards like you was staying home and making millions while we was out and getting torpedoes." He was going to hit the guy over the head. They had to grab the bottle out of his hand and hustle him out of the place.
I've been having a hard time, a hard time. I've been having a hard, old hard time.
Of course, he lived through a lot of things he wrote about, whether it was the unemployment era, the Dust Bowl, or not working. He lived through it. He lived with the people that he wrote about. And he had, and it comes out in his writings, a great appreciation for the underdog in this society, for the working class, for the farmers.
He's in debt up to his neck, and my brother's having a hard, hard time.
There are songs of my dad's that, where you don't see a whole lot of humor, where he's just telling a story about something that happened, and he's trying to make it seem like a newspaper report or something like that, where he's not trying to make any judgments on it, he's not trying to take a point of view, he's just painting a picture.
John Henry, when he was a baby, sitting down on his mammy's knee, picked up a hammer in his little right hand.
More of a direct actionist than I am. Once he and Sonny Terry, the blues harmonica player, and Brownie McGee, the guitar picker, they were singing in Baltimore, Maryland in 1943 to raise money to win the war, buy war bonds. They sung songs, and then the chairperson said, "Now, Mr. Guthrie, we have a seat for you at the table, and we have some a table for your friends out in the kitchen." Woody said, "What's the matter? You listen to us sing together. Why can't we sit and eat together?"
Because they were black.
Well, of course they were black. And Mr. Guthrie, this is Baltimore, you must understand. Woody just shouted out, "This fight against fascism got to start right here." He picks the whole table up, tips it over. All the tableware goes crashing on the floor. He tips another chair up. They grab, Brownie says, Woody, you're going to get us all in trouble. Woody says, "This fight against fascism got to start right now." Hey,
back on the Woody Guthrie songs I know of, some of them were not political in any way. Some of them were just good songs.
A lot of them were hilarious. "I'm gonna write myself a letter. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you." Made it up for one of his kids.
My dad wrote a lot of songs for kids. He would sit around with my mom and they would take down words that my older sister would, sing and write and just play. And then would put them to music. And they came up with albums, not just for kids, but I'm talking for babies. I mean, before that you could talk and stuff, they had old Indian, Oklahoma Indian type of drums going and just nonsense words or just single words. So that babies could learn, how to sing. And I thought it was great. I mean, I grew up with all that stuff, and I'm not too strange.
"Take me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in the car, car. I'll take you
riding in the car." What am I listening to you for? My father wrote it.
Yeah, nice.
Woody Guthrie's daughter Nora and her family still live in the house she grew up in Howard Beach, New York.
"Front door, back, clickety-clack, take her riding in the car."
By the time Nora was born, her father's long illness had already begun.
So what we did after a while is that Woody started coming home from the hospital on the weekends. And a lot of Woody's older friends, singers that he had worked with would come by on the weekends. And it seems like every Sunday there was always a, you know, hootenanny or something happening around the house with Woody.
Gotta go down.
I just found a little snapshot when we were cleaning out our basement, a beautiful little snapshot of Woody, that totally candid little shot. That is the first time I looked and I went, that's nice. It's not the legend, and it's not the sick person. It's the man in between.
I was born in South Carolina. Down to Georgia I did go.
The man in between. A wiry little guy with a guitar, a wandering spirit, and a thousand songs inside him.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island.
They are songs filled, as Woody Guthrie was, with a great love for these people and this land.
This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.